We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 203 on the Fan, and a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, till 6 o'clock, Big Mike Francesa will come your way. Tommy Lugauer back in Manhattan on the other side of the glass. And Ernie at home in Yonkers. Maybe he's at the laundromat. I don't know where he is. We, of course, are live from the Town Fair Tire Studio. Nobody, 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 and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, bro. How are you?
I'm great. I am excited to say that I have strep throat. I've never been this excited.
You happy about that?
I understand. So I usually, whenever I've got the news in the past that I'm sick or I have strep throat, it's a very depressing thing. But when I found out this morning, I was very, very excited. So outside of that, though.
All right, good. Well, I'm happy to hear it's only strep throat.
No, me too. By the way, And I think you would be interested in this. This morning I wake up and, you know, WFAN.com, I give them a lot of credit. They're putting a lot of content up there to distract you. And I was reading this article about Alex Rodriguez and about 2004 and how close he was close he came to being traded to the Boston Red Sox. And we all kind of remember that A-Rod was going to give money back. The Players Association said, no way, you can't do it. And the trade with Boston fell apart, and he obviously gets traded to the New York Yankees. And I was thinking about this, and I was tweeting it this morning, and I was having some discussions with Yankee fan friends of mine about how this guy, A-Rod, who's never going to get in the Hall of Fame, but we all know what kind of player he was. What
he's
kind of
Hall of Fame. In the Benigno book, he's in the Hall of Fame.
No, and I get it. And look, in the book of what he accomplished in Major League Baseball, he's a Hall of Famer, too. I mean, the guy, one of the great players of all time. We get that.
No question.
But this is a guy who three times, really the first two, created some of the biggest what-ifs in baseball history, really impacting all of us. We start off in 2000 when...
with the Mets?
Yeah, when you and I both thought A-Rod was going to be a Met, or at least hoped he was going to be a Met. I'm not sure if you thought he was going to be a Met.
I don't know what I thought at the time. Probably didn't think it would happen, probably.
I think I was, at that moment in time, because remember...
I think I was yelling about it, too, to make sure, can we sign the guy? I was doing that as well.
So. Especially, remember, the Mets had a big free agent in Mike Hampton. And they lost Mike Hampton to Colorado because of the school system. That was obviously the only reason.
Right.
You know, needed that school system. And so A-Rod was the other target where if they added him, even in losing Mike Hampton, the Mets would have had this incredible murderer's row, mini murderer's row, if you will, in the middle of their lineup with Alfonso and Piazza and A-Rod. And we all know what happened, the 24-1 thing. And he ends up getting the contract from Texas. So that's created a what-if, I think, in our lives as Met fans about, hey, what would it have been like if they actually signed him after 2000? I don't know if they win a World Series, bro. I can't say that. But I don't think Mo Vaughn ever gets traded here. I don't think they ever make a deal for Robbie Alomar. They may never sign Tom Glavine because the Mets are still the Mets. If they spent $240 million to sign A-Rod, those other big-ticket moves, and by the way, spoiler alert, none of those three really worked out all that well.
Right, right.
Those moves probably don't happen. So I don't know if they win a World Series, but I think A-Rod's here for a while, and Met fans, who mostly, outside of you, hate A-Rod, they probably love the guy, and they're probably defending him at every turn, even after it comes out that he was using steroids.
Look, it was a big mistake the Mets didn't sign him. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, I was upset about it back then. They made it, like you said, they made it into like a 24-1, and he wanted all these crazy demands, and, you know, he wanted billboards about him, I guess. He wanted his own suite, all these kind of things that we heard that was the reason they didn't want to sign him. And really, it was ridiculous. When you think about it, it's absurd.
Yeah, and it would have, in a lot of ways, because I think when you start to think, and we obviously all have a lot of time to think about all these incredibly weird scenarios and what would have happened, it means other moves aren't going to happen. That's why it like popped into my head. Yeah, they probably don't trade for Mo Vaughn.
Right.
They probably don't. Maybe they trade Ray Ordonez somewhere. I don't know. They probably don't get all that much back. Who knows what it does to the development of Jose Reyes at the time. Like, there's a lot of stuff where you don't know. But here's what I do know watching the Mets in the early 2000s after they overachieved by winning the pennant in 2000. Because let's face it, they overachieved. They were lucky that the Cardinals did their dirty work. Okay.
Yeah.
They did not have... And I'm just using this benchmark because I think this is a benchmark you'd care about too. They did not have a 100 RBI season from anybody between 2000 and 2005. Between Mike Piazza in 2000 and David Wright in 2005. That is half a decade.
Right.
They did not have a 100 RBI guy. And A-Rod, even though Texas didn't win anything after he made that decision to sign there, he was driving 100 runs, bro. I mean, he was hitting 45 home runs. The guy was... probably the best player in baseball. So I don't know what it translates. I don't necessarily know, bro, if we're sitting here right now talking about the Mets winning a World Series during that time. I can't say that definitively, but they certainly would have been a very different team to watch in the early 2000s if they made that decision to sign A-Rod. That was the first what if when he hit free agency, and because the Yankees were never involved in that. Like, the Yankees were not even a rumor for signing A-Rod after the 2000 season. It was really, you heard the Mets. You heard a little bit about Texas. I don't even really remember that many other teams because he was demanding such a great amount of money. So it's not like 10 teams were involved trying to sign A-Rod.
Well, I was never a what-if guy. I don't deal in what-ifs. I mean, you know, what if? I could be what-ifing myself to the end of time.
I know.
So, I mean, what does that mean? It means nothing. And let's not forget, the Mets didn't have a 100 RBI guy, I believe, until Rusty Staub in 1975. So they went like 13 years without anybody driving 100 runs.
Here's the difference. You're right, but here's the difference. In 2001, 2002, 2003, we were seeing huge offense in baseball.
Yeah, no, that's
so
true.
So the bar was a little...
True.
Like, you're right. I mean, look, the Mets won the World Series in 1969 because they had this great starting pitching
I think the RBI leader on that team was Tommy Agee with 76.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
Right.
It was just a different world. The other one that's crazy was the fact that when A-Rod was trying to get out of Texas, and really, I think Tom Hicks realized it was, not that it was a bad contract, because the guy was a great player, but they realized they weren't going to be able to win with A-Rod. They invested so much money in him. That Red Sox rumor was Manny Ramirez and John Lester for Alex Rodriguez. That was the trade that was supposedly on the table, and the Red Sox were going to do it. Everybody was going to do it. A-Rod was going to do it. The problem was the union didn't want Alex to give the money back, which I understand. They didn't want to create the precedent that a player can say, okay, I'm going to take less money. Looking at that now, bro, I mean, the Red Sox have to be thrilled with the Players Association, because no offense to A-Rod, if you take Manny off that roster,
of
as
course.
Great as A-Rod is, what are they winning?
Yeah. Hey, look, Manny was, you know, obviously everybody forgets Manny, and, you know, he had his issues with PEDs and, you know, whatever the deal was, and Manny wasn't always the most beloved guy by the media. We know that, too. He did some crazy things, you know, off the field, as we know. But, you know, that 1-2 punch of Manny and David Ortiz, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, it's one of the top 1-2 punches of all time. I mean, it's right up there.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be.
No doubt. And look, A-Rod would have been, you know, he was very productive for the Yankees in 2004 after they traded him. So it's not as if that wouldn't have been a great 1-2 punch. But Manny, in such a way, and I know David Ortiz has become the face of what the Red Sox accomplished, but Manny Ramirez, Manny being Manny, was a monstrous part of that.
Of course.
And if you take that away, I mean, it rewrites baseball history in such an incredible way. But here was the funny thing.
Manny also was the MVP of the World Series when they won it in 2004.
Right.
You know, people forget that. I mean, they swept the Cardinals, but he was the MVP of the series.
He was unbelievable. And he was getting clutch hit after clutch hits. He was on another level completely. But I asked Ernie, and I don't know if the result of what Ernie said would surprise you, and I asked a few other Yankee fans too, if they had not made the deal for A-Rod, if he ended up in Boston or ended up in Texas or wherever he ended up, he didn't end up with the Yankees and they didn't make that move. The odds are, the big ramification is that they probably signed Beltran a year later. You know, you have even brought it up that Beltran probably wanted to be a Yankee, even though he's denied that to us, you know, when he had him on the air.
Right.
But the big reason they didn't sign him supposedly was at the time they didn't want to spend as much money as it would cost. They had a lot of money under contract. They didn't sign Carlos Beltran at that time. They probably signed Carlos Beltran. So I was asking Ernie, if I told you right now, you don't get A-Rod, but you sign Beltran at 05, do you sign for it? He said yes. A buddy of mine, Chad, who's a big Yankee fan, said the same thing. And I don't know if it's this dislike of A-Rod that a lot of Yankee fans have, or this belief of, they would have made the playoffs anyway during that run. They would have won a World Series in 09, which I can't guarantee. A-Rod was huge during that 09 run.
Of course.
But it's funny that Beltran, who's a tremendous player. I love Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, he's not A-Rod.
He's not A-Rod. He's not even close.
Of course.
Not even close. And look, Beltran was an incredibly great clutch postseason player. And I know for us as Met fans, maybe we didn't see it nearly as much as we had hoped after they signed him.
But he only made the playoffs one time with any of the teams he was on. So
that's the problem.
It didn't help that. That didn't help it.
And what didn't help it is he hit in that NLCS, but we all remember him for the strikeout.
Right.
So you know, I could give you his stats in the NLCS, and most Met fans are going to say, who the hell cares? He struck out against Adam Wainwright with the whole series on the line. But it's funny to me how, at least of those Yankee fans that I talk to, it's like a no-brainer. Sure, I would have taken Beltran over A-Rod for the last decade. Meanwhile, I mean, you look at A-Rod's numbers, you look at the success, winning a championship in 09 in which he was a huge catalyst of it. There are still Yankee fans that say, yeah, I rather would have not have traded for Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's never been a liked guy by the Yankee fans. I mean, and it would have been totally different if he would have been a Met.
Oh,
I think he would have been, we'd be looking back at him, and I don't know, maybe, you know, who knows, certainly if he won a championship, but we'd be looking back at him as a beloved Met, I think.
You know
I
why?
I really do. We look at him totally different than the Yankee fans.
Here's why I think you're 100% right. 100% right. Mike Piazza was a very good Met, okay?
Yeah,
he came here, he had some really good years. He had his clutch moments, and the Mets got to a World Series.
And of course, he really changed the entire narrative of what the, I hate to use that word, but about what the Mets were, you know, when he got there. I mean, I understand that first year they didn't make the playoffs. They won as many games as the year before. They collapsed towards the end of the year. But he changed the whole perception of the franchise when he got there.
No, he absolutely did, because it's funny. You know, the Mets won 88 games the year before Mike got there. They won 88 games the year they got him there. So from a wins and losses standpoint, it wasn't like Mike changed everything. But look, as a kid who would go to every game with my dad during that era, there was a different feel after they traded for Mike Piazza.
Of course.
You're obviously right.
Well, you also felt better about the franchise, too. I mean, I think that's part of it as well. I mean, okay, you know, they went out there and they made this big move. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you started to believe that they were a little bit more serious about winning.
Right.
But I think Mike Piazza and the way you and I and most Met fans feel about him is proof that A-Rod would have been loved here. Because even though their personalities are different, I totally get that. And A-Rod certainly is a guy who, you know, he's a big fan of himself, to put it nicely.
We know that.
But for a guy to come here in the prime of their career, put up huge numbers with the Mets, and not even win a World Series. That's the thing about Mike. I'm not ripping him for it. They didn't win a World Series when he was here.
No.
Shows you that the bar that we have is certainly a lot lower. So I agree. If they had brought Alex in and he had spent, let's say, 10 years of his career. I'm not even going to say the whole thing because, you know, if A-Rod opts out in this
10 years would have been good. If you would have been a 10-year Met, that would have been outstanding. I would have been all for that. 10 years of A-Rod? Please.
Yeah, no, and I think that there'd be a lot of Met fans who would be talking very differently about him when it comes to steroids. They'd be almost defending everything that he did.
They probably would.
It's funny how things work, but
I'm sure I would have. I guess it depends on how good he. Look, I don't think any. And there'd be no reason for me to think he wouldn't have been tremendous as a Met. No reason.
No, I think. Look, the thing we don't know, and it's the what if game that frustrates me, and you don't want to live life, and I understand where you're coming from. The what if that none of us know is if they would have won or not. Like, we have no idea if they would have won or not.
We don't know that. But you would have loved to have seen him and Piazza back-to-back in the lineup, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. And let's not forget how close the Mets came to trading for Ken Griffey Jr. After the 1999 season. So there was another what-if. Now, that one wouldn't have worked out as well. In fact, if they had traded for Griffey, I think it would have ended very badly in this town. Because if you look at where he was in his career and the production, health-wise specifically, of what Griffey did once he got to Cincinnati, I think Met fans would have ended up resenting Griffey Jr. in a huge way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was certainly never the same. He was not the same guy in Cincinnati. He was in Seattle. I mean, that's for sure.
No question. But A-Rod is one of these guys. And look, he's not going away. And I think he did kind of a show last night with Frank Thomas and Kevin Burkhardt where they were talking baseball. And he's obviously a big part of Fox, and he's a big part of ESPN.
He's all over. He's high profile. I mean, look, come on. He's part of the glitterazzi of the country. I mean, with you know, with J-Lo and forget even the baseball aspect of it. I mean, come on.
No, you're right. That's well,
I mean,
well,
you know,
well
we know to deal with A-Rod. I mean, he's front and center, you know, about, and it's beyond baseball. I mean, look, he transcends baseball. I mean, everybody knows who A-Rod is. People who never saw a baseball game know who he is.
They know who he is, and they have an opinion on him too.
Right,
that's
right.
The other thing.
Probably true.
But he really has of all the guys, and you look back at the history of this sport, so many what ifs in this town between 2000 with the Mets, 2004 with about to be a Red Sox, instead he's a Yankee, to the opt-out during the World Series. It's amazing where his career could have been as opposed to what it turned out to be.
Hey, that's a great point. But like I said, right, what ifs, I'm not into what ifs. I'll be making myself crazy what ifing, you know?
Yes, because usually it ends in a place that just depresses you.
Yeah,
or depresses me.
You know, if it didn't happen, it didn't happen. And what else, you know, the reality is it didn't happen.
The reality is the Mets did not spend the money on A-Rod.
Nope.
And A-Rod did not give up his money to go play for the Boston Red Sox.
There you
None
go.
Of that happened.
Indeed.
We'll talk some football a little bit later on. Ian Rappaport's going to join us at 3. The latest, even from the last 24 hours, including the stunning retirement of Travis Frederick, the center for the Dallas Cowboys, Cam Newton being released, and everything, and Tom Brady meeting the media, which I actually listened to a little bit of earlier today. So we got plenty of football to talk to with Ian Rappaport, and we got to, a little bit later on in the show, break down a game I did indeed watch last night.
Right.
I sat and watched the whole thing. The 1982 title game between North Carolina and Georgetown.
You know, it's funny, man. I'll leave you with this before we go to the break. I just got done watching on NBA TV Game 6 of the 85 Finals when the Lakers finally beat the Celtics in the finals.
Really?
Yeah. Game 6 in Boston. I'm sorry. It was tremendous. Not one three-point shot in the second. I only watched the second half. Not a three-point shot in the second half. Hard fouls where we would have been reviewing them for 10 minutes, whether it was a flagrant foul or not. Oh, my God. It was great.
I understand.
It was great.
I understand.
Where have you gone, Magic Johnson?
Yeah, well, you know where?
Let's leave it that way. Okay?
Here's where, Joe. NBA TV during NBA suspended season.
Yeah, I understand.
That's where it's gone.
Yep.
We'll come back. We'll get your calls, 877-337-6666. Benigo and Roberts here in the afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.